Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone here on the program. Daniel Lee is Community Development Director with the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, and he'll be helping to lead a meeting going on later this evening in Lewis to talk a little bit about a project that they have working in that area. Daniel, thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
Absolutely. This project that you're working on for the folks in the Lewis area is a housing type of meeting. Can you describe a little bit about what it's about?
You bet. Well, what it is, it's funding that comes through HUD. It's HUD money. And last year, we assisted the city of Lewis to complete an application for a community development block grant. And they were awarded that grant for about $240,000. And so under the program, we can repair up to six homes, up to $25,000 per home. So that's a pretty good chunk of money. It can make a big impact on a community. And can be for all types of things, for roofing, siding, windows, heating, new heating elements, et cetera.
Is this a project that you've been working with Lewis City leaders on for a while? I guess, why Lewis?
Well, actually, it's you have to do a housing survey, and so we assist, you know, SWPCO helps cities all over the eight-county region of Southwest Iowa. And so from time to time, we'll go through different communities, we'll do a housing assessment, and help cities identify whether or not they'd be a good application chance of being awarded one of these grants. And so Lewis, we found based on income, housing condition, we felt that they would be have a good chance of getting the grant, and they were awarded one.
Yeah, are these type of grants typically for smaller communities? Do they get targeted more often?
Well, in our region, as you know, I mean, we have a lot of small communities, but no, they can be used in communities. Population is not a consideration, but of course in our area, we look at all the cities of different populations in our region.
Okay. Now, this is grant funding, so is there a match involved with homeowners who get involved in the program?
No, the homeowners actually do not have to make a match of any kind. So it is what they, as long as they live in the home, that has to be owner-occupied, and if they live in the home for up to 5 years, the entire grant is completely forgivable.
Well, that is quite a bonus then.
Yes.
This could really help some folks who maybe have, you know, had a difficult time doing some different projects that are essential to their homes.
Absolutely.
Very good. Talk a little bit about tonight's gathering. I see you're going to be meeting at the Lewis Activity Center at 7 o'clock this evening. It says here it's an informational meeting. Will this be a presentation, a question and answer, or a little of both?
A little of both. We're going to have a presentation. We're going to describe the program to the folks, tell them how it's funded, how it runs, and just so you know, under the program, like I say, six homes initially will go through and will be awarded projects. And once those have been selected, then the homeowner actually, we come in and actually do the bid specs. We would write up what the project would entail. The homeowner, once they find the contractor, then we oversee the entire project for them, and we do the final inspection and, of course, then pay the contractors.
Okay, so there is some flexibility for the homeowner in this.
Oh, absolutely. As far as they can choose whoever they'd like to do the project, yes.
Oh, very good. Okay, so it's sometimes with the different government grants, it's kind of sometimes feels like you're kind of losing control of what you want to get done, and it's nice that they have actually a lot of input in what's happening.
Yes, they do.
Very good. Tonight's meeting, what should folks bring with them tonight? Just a desire to find out more?
Yeah, and if anybody's interested, it is a income-based program. So if they think that they may qualify, what would be helpful is to bring in any information to show income levels. So Social Security benefits, any kind of retirement benefit paperwork, something to assist us to identify income levels. And then we are going to have staff on site with applications, and we'd be glad to sit down and help anybody fill out the application right then. If people would like to wait, they'll have our contact information and where to send in the application. And, of course, we're always available by phone to answer any questions.
How will the six participants be chosen then? Will it be first come, first served?
Actually, we'll put together a housing committee in Lewis, and it'll be made up of local members. And we'll look at the different homes that have applied, different income levels, and then it's a selection process will be gone through based on those factors. Now, just so people know, we aren't limited to six homes. It's up to $25,000 per home. The total amount of the grant is, like I said, $240,000. But if we have some smaller projects and there's money left over, we can put those funds towards additional homes.
Ah, so there is some flexibility on that end, too, then.
That's right.
Well, that's excellent. It really gives you an opportunity to help as many people as possible get to where they need to be.
It does. It's a great program, and it can really have an impact on a community.
Oh, very good. So is there a deadline involved in when they would have to actually apply for this? I'm sure they'll learn a lot of this tonight, but give them an idea of what the timeline is.
Yeah, if we could have the applications completed in about 30 days, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Now, these applications, you say you will sit down with folks tonight if they would like and start that process rolling. How long would it take to do an application if they were to, say, do it on their own?
If we do it tonight with them, it'd be about a half-hour process. It's not a real long process. It's primarily putting any documentation together, putting that all together. But as far as actually filling out the application, it's not a long process.
Okay. If nothing else, they could sit down and visit with some of the professionals tonight and get an idea of exactly what they need. You can give them a list of what they need to find out.
I would really encourage the folks to do that. Take advantage of that. Have the people sitting right there and sit across the table. We can walk you through the application and it can make things a lot easier.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of these types of projects in communities around the area then?
Yes, we do. Right now we have one going on in Elkhorn. We usually have about 2 to 3 of these projects going on throughout the region every year. And of course, they are 3-year projects, so they will overlap from time to time. But we have 3 years to complete these homes.
Have they been pretty successful? They've been pretty popular?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think, like I say, especially in a smaller community, you fix up 6 to 9 homes, and it's really noticeable.
Yeah, you bet. And do you get a lot of people that unfortunately do get turned away? Do you get a lot of applications, more than you can handle sometimes?
It kind of depends by community. And sometimes in some communities, they will limit, they'll call it the target area, and that can sometimes limit the number of people who can actually apply. Lewis, the entire town, is the target area, so we shouldn't have that problem. There have been cases in the past where the initial target area was too small. Woodbine is an example of that. So we did go back to the state and request that we expand the target area, which they agreed to, and to now include the entire city of Woodbine. So we are doing that project right now in Woodbine.
On the other hand, I know there have been some projects, like, for example, in Atlantic, where it's been targeted to kind of neighborhoods or sections of town.
That's right. And yeah. You run into that in the larger communities. You'll start with a targeted area.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it has to be a realistic area that you know you're going to get maximum usage out of the money, too.
That's right.
Very
Absolutely.
Good. All right. Well, very good. Again, that meeting is coming up 7 o'clock this evening at the Lewis Activity Center, and that's for anyone in the Lewis community who would like to come out and learn a little bit more. Strongly encourage folks to get out and learn more about this and bring their questions, too, I suppose.
Absolutely. We'll be there and ready to answer them. We hope to get a good turnout.
All right. Very good. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for your time here today. I appreciate it, and good luck with the meeting this evening. I hope you get a lot of good feedback, good response.
Thanks, Jim.